Welcome to the Family Matters series on Charisma News. I'm Marty Pieper, and I am delighted to introduce today's guest, Susan Gregory, also known as the Daniel Fast Blogger. Susan has traveled around the world sharing the principles of the Daniel Fast, and she's with us today to do just that, and also to discuss her new book, The Daniel Fast for Financial Breakthrough. Welcome to the Family Matters podcast, Susan.
Thank you, Marty. Great to be with you today.
I am super excited to talk to you. And one of the reasons is that we started this series during what everyone's talking about, the coronavirus pandemic. And one of the reasons was that we saw families being challenged over and over again in multiple ways. Now, I know that with the book releasing during this time, you've also been thinking about that. So how would you say that this your new book is especially appropriate right now?
Well, the thing, you know, God is so stunning, isn't he?
Right.
When I first started to, when I came, first of all, let me just say the Daniel Fast is, you know, where people enter a 21-day experience and to, you know, come to the Lord. I call it a personal retreat you have with God. One of the things that I always guide people to do is to have a purpose for their fast. And I've been teaching about the Daniel Fast since 2007. And the number one purpose that people have has to do with finances. And it's just, you know, it's a challenge that many people have. And so I've written a number of books in the Daniel Fast series about different subjects. And when I came to Tyndale Publishers and about this particular book about finances, this was before COVID was even on, you know.
Right.
None of that was happening.
Publishers work way even farther than magazines work.
Exactly. We started this about 18 months ago or so. So, but God knew the timing. I see this in him all the time, how he knew timing. So here we are in a period now with COVID, all of these challenges that we have, including so many people are having financial challenges. And so, this book, it isn't a book that teaches people how to manage their money. Oh, there's some things in it about that. But the main thing is bringing God into the center of every part of our lives, having him truly be that foundation that we stand on, his truths that we stand on, and then seeing him. I try to help people see him as their provider. And so that's really what the book is about. And the financial breakthrough, the title of the book is The Daniel Fast for Financial Breakthrough. It doesn't mean that money is going to start falling out of the sky. The breakthrough is what we experience in our spiritual life, in our understanding of God and who he is and who we are in him. And so I'm so delighted. I'm just once again stunned by God and his goodness and the way he, you know, he knows our beginnings and our ends. He knew all of this would be going on when we planned the book. And so it's just another time of seeing his goodness.
Exactly. Well, one of the things that was fascinating to me about, I guess I would say, your story is you mentioned you've written several books related to the Daniel Fast, but that's all because it became so personally important to you. Would you share a little bit about that and maybe give us a little more background on the Daniel Fast for people who may not have heard about it, Susan?
Sure, absolutely. So this all happened. I had done the Daniel Fast. I didn't invent the Daniel Fast. People have been using it as a method of fasting for many, many, many years. And I had used it as a method of fasting. So, but let me go back and take us back into 2007. I had a real estate investing business. I wasn't a broker or a real estate agent, but instead I would buy and sell properties, sometimes holding them both residential and commercial properties. And it was in 2007 that that the wheels started coming off the economy. And it feels like a long time ago now, and thank God it is in our history. But for anybody in the real estate in business, we started feeling it first. And particularly people that were in my kind of business where we were buying and selling real estate, money froze up just instantaneously. So consequently, nobody could buy my properties. So I have lots of money going out, no money coming in. I'll give you kind of the real quick, rapid story of that. And that is, it ended up that I had to close my business, take my operation home, lay off all my employees. And Marty, I literally got down to have, because I still had lots of bills. I had mortgages. I had work. I had to pay all that. I literally got down to $20.
I remember
$20.
That's crazy.
And there is, if nobody's, you know, I think everybody's kind of, most everybody's had some financial challenges, but boy, it feels scary when you have no idea how you're going to pay your bills. You're not sure if you're going to have your house foreclosed on, or there were times when I had enough gas in my car to get to town, but not enough gas to get back from town. And this went on for several weeks. Well, I've been a Christian for a long time, at a very active faith. But what I realized is that it was like I was walking around on invisible crutches, because I'd never really been in a situation where I needed to depend on God in such a deep way for my livelihood. And so
daily bread means a new
daily
thing
bread.
When it's actual daily bread.
That is absolutely true. And so he, because of this I was really in a desperate position, and I spent hours praying, spent hours in his word. And finally I say what I got to what I call the end of myself, meaning relying on myself. Now, it wasn't because I was rebellious. It wasn't because, I wanted to do things my way. I just didn't know. I'd never been put into that kind of experience where I needed to rely on God in that way. But he put me on this path. And so it was during this time that I kept praying. And I was in my living room one day, and I wasn't praying at that particular moment, just getting started about started in my day. This was in December of 2007. And I heard a word from the Lord, and just a few words. He said, write about the Daniel fast. And that's when I started writing and teaching about the Daniel fast. And what God has did, that was kind of the beginning. Again, he knows our beginnings. He knows our ends. He knows everything in between. And he put me on a new path where I started to teach people about the Daniel fast, started doing it online and selling, I had a little ebook that I sold for, a few dollars and that, but it all provided me giving valuable information, helpful information to people. It allowed me to have an income. And then several things happened over, the subsequent years. But he put me on a new path. He pulled me up, that plant up from one place, and he planted it in a new place. And now I've got, I interact with people all over the world. Our books have sold, like 500,000 copies altogether, and been able to minister.
Good thing
to literally,
you listen to God, huh?
I know, isn't that the truth? And which really says something. And I think this is one thing about the Daniel fast. The Daniel fast is a 21-day experience, and it's not about the food. Sadly, a lot of people have made it about the food. It's not about the food. In fact, I really encourage people to make simple meals so that they aren't focusing on the food. It is a personal encounter, a time of focusing on God. And so you don't want to have to be worried about, all the things that you're going to eat. Instead, it's this quiet time that you have with God. And because so often, and we've all been there, the noise around us is so loud and so great that we do have a hard time hearing from God, because, we're just not quiet enough. And so the Daniel fast, I encourage people to kind of, it's like pushing the pause button on all of the activities that are going, not all of them, because that's what's one of the things that's so great about the fast, is that you can still continue to do your work and take care of your responsibilities. But meanwhile, you are in this attitude of prayer, this attitude of focusing on Him. And when you have a purpose for your fast, you, that's where you are looking at those specific, the specific scriptures that lead to that. Those are what you're praying about. Maybe you've got some additional study materials you're using. And it's this highly focused time where you are centering your thoughts, listening for God, but He is also ministering to us during this time as well. The Holy Spirit being very active in our lives, teaching us, leading us, directing us in places that we would never even know that we're going to go there. And so it's a very powerful experience. And it's not just something that we do, you know, 1 or 2 days. It's this extended period of prayer and fasting where he really does have an opportunity to teach us and guide us. And it's a very powerful experience.
I think that what you just mentioned is one of the things I really appreciated about your writing, is that so many times authors are pointing us to how to or 1, 2, 3. And that isn't, there's nothing wrong with that. We need that. But I loved it that you were actually pointing us, you're pointing readers to an experience with God, kind of guiding them through toward the breakthrough that God wants to bring. If that's a fair way to explain it, that's what I saw.
Yes. And so often we're all busy doing our stuff, and we try to bring God into the middle of all of our activities that we're already doing. What I hope people do, and this is what happened to me, and it was a valuable experience, totally changed my life. That was the breakthrough that I experienced. Mm-hmm. But instead of bringing Him into our experience, let's us get into His experience. Let's us join Him on that walk in the Spirit. It's a totally different place. It's a stunning way to live, but it's something that we need to learn about. You know, we're in this world, but we're not of this world. We are of a different, the kingdom of God. It's a different kind of experience, but we need to learn how to be in that kind of lifestyle.
Yes, I love that. That reminds me of a long ago Bible study. It's still out there that I went through called Experiencing God, that
yes.
Encourage you to join God where He's always working around you. So
yes,
your book definitely carries that. I mean, that's truth is truth. So
yep,
it definitely
great.
Carries that idea. Now, one of the things that's a part of the spiritual experience, whether you're fasting for a financial breakthrough or whatever, using the Daniel fast or another fast, a part of that is preparation. And I especially appreciate it because I've practiced fasting at different points in my life. And I know that preparation is an important part of it. Would you share with us a little bit about what that might look like? How do you prepare for something like this? I know you said don't focus on the food.
Right. So first of all, the Daniel fast, as far as the eating part of it goes, all biblical fasting it's restricting food for a spiritual purpose. So, and the Daniel fast is like a vegan eating plan with even more restrictions. It's very clean eating, only food grown from seed is what we consume, and the only beverage is water. So here we are in a culture, I spend most of my years living in Seattle, Washington, where, we have a cultural obligation, a community obligation to drink a great deal of Starbucks coffee.
And so, you've spread that obligation throughout the land.
Throughout the world. So.
Yes, throughout the world, true.
But, we're really caught up. That's one of the big things is caffeine. So when we think about preparing for the Daniel fast, so first we want to prepare our physical body. And one of the things that you want to do, because you're not going to have any caffeine for 21 days, is you want to wean and taper off caffeine. So I encourage people to start at least a week ahead of time to taper off caffeine. Also to taper off sugar. There are no sweeteners on the Daniel fast. And so that's another thing to physically taper off, and processed foods. But then we also want to just prepare, think about, okay, I'm going to be on this 21-day experience. During this time, I'll be eating differently. So what will you be eating? And making plans for some simple meals. But then also part of your preparation is, okay, when will I be meeting with God? And thinking, okay, I'm entering into this 21-day experience. Does that mean I'll get up a little earlier in the morning so that I'll have that quiet time with him? What will I be focusing my fasting experience on? And will you have some study material, some books that you want to pick up, or some different scriptures that you'll be studying on? So it's preparing, not only preparing your body so that your body is prepared for the changes that it will experience, very healthy changes, by the way. And then the whole food issue, planning that. And then as far as the spirit, what will you be doing and how will you be engaging?
I love that. And in your book, you have some suggestions for those, for resources. You have a ton of scripture, I know.
Yeah.
So that's one of the places people can look for some of the kinds of things we've been talking about.
Right.
Now, what would you say, because you are the Daniel Fast expert, essentially, what would you say are some of the, with everything that's, you know, we talk about, oh, it's a thing. The Daniel Fast has been a thing for a while now. As you said, you didn't invent it.
Right.
Pretty sure maybe God and Daniel originally invented it.
Yes, exactly.
But because it is a thing, there are lots of misunderstandings around it. So what would you say are some of the bigger ones that people have about engaging in a fast like this?
The number one thing is that people think it's about the food. And you can look on the internet and you put in Daniel Fast, and just about every single post, go to YouTube, every single post is about the food. What I ate on the Daniel Fast, what, you know, how to shop for the Daniel Fast. Well, we are called in our faith to deny the flesh, to crucify the flesh. Yet when we focus on the food, what are we doing? You know, it's like, okay, I can't have this. So what can I have instead so I can still satisfy the flesh and not feel like I miss it? That's one of the biggest things that when we focus on the food, people miss out on that huge, huge lesson of how to crucify the flesh, how to submit to God in that beautiful, powerful way, so he can minister to us in a greater way, so he can fill us in a greater way. So that's one of the biggest things. The other thing is what you mentioned earlier is about preparation. Is so often it's like, oh, I'm supposed to start my Daniel Fast tomorrow, I better hurry up. And where there hasn't, you know, and so there hasn't been the adequate preparation. It's one of the number one reasons that people miss, or, you know, they fall off the fast, they quit the fast, they break the fast, because they haven't prepared properly. Now, let me just say this. Let's say you've decided to, let's say you're in that place. It's like, the Daniel Fast is starting tomorrow. And even if after you've been on it a few days and you say, oh gosh, I just wasn't as prepared. Don't stop. Remember that the Daniel Fast is like a 21-day journey in faith. And after you start on a journey, if you, you know, stumble, or if you, you know, you don't quit, you just keep going. So you make the adjustments, but just keep going. But it also, you want to learn, okay, why did I do that? Because there are so many lessons we can learn on this 21-day experience. Oftentimes, the things that we stumble on during a 21-day fast are things that we stumble on in our typical daily life as well. So are there some things that we can learn about ourselves and grow? And but I would say the two big things is, and I'll name it third. The first biggest thing is people focus on the food. The second one is that people aren't prepared. The third thing is that people so often, and I spent a lot of years in the same way, is that we get a little too passive in our relationship with God, expecting him to do it all. It's a cooperative relationship. He is over and over and over again telling us to do things. When Jesus says, you know, he says, ask when you pray, ask. That's us doing it. Then he tells us, believe that you receive it. And that's a big one, is, you know, learning to believe before it shows up in our life. And what is that? That's developing a trust in God. But that's us doing that work. And it's along with the Holy Spirit. So I think the three things is people, and the third of that is that people, they don't engage enough. They don't plug in enough. And expecting kind of sitting there expecting God to do
passive.
His thing with them. And yeah, we remain passive. Consequently, we don't receive the results that we desire.
I think you're just giving us some great, great insights, Susan. Thank you so much. Now, what about the person who is basically you? When you first started into all this, you were at a point of desperation financially, well, in other ways, too. You were just plain desperate, and that moved you to seek the Lord. What about that person who may be listening right now, whether they've lost their job because of COVID or they have unexpected or expected bills mounting up? And what do you say to that person as they, you know, maybe they've never even heard of the Daniel fast, much less fast for a specific purpose like we're talking about. Mm-hmm. What do you say to them?
First of all, is to believe, to learn to believe and trust in God. And we do that sometimes in little bit, step by step, bit by bit manners.
Mm-hmm.
It is coming to him, and even if we can be so open with him. He is our loving father. He treasures every single person. And
Amen.
So we can come to him with an open heart and a broken heart. The word says that he heals the brokenhearted. So come to him just as you are and just open your heart to him. And then make a decision that you will trust him, even if you don't understand. Make a decision that you will believe that he is who he is and that he will do what his word says he will do, even if you don't understand it all. And then start walking and open your spiritual ears. Jesus, you know, over and over again, Jesus says, for those who have ears to hear,
yes.
Who are those that have ears to hear? They are us. They are people that believe in the Lord. We enter into a different, like I say earlier, we're in this world, but we're not of this world. When we have Christ in us, when we have the Holy Spirit in us, we have ears to hear. We have eyes to see spiritual things because we have been born again. We are new creations in Christ. Let's experience that. And so when I, you know, and first of all, let me just say too, Marty, I feel for people that are in that position. I know what that's like. I know what that feeling of desperateness is like.
Yeah.
I also know what it's like to put my hand in the hand of God. And that little girl, you know, I mean, we're all grown people, but, you know, we are his children. And there are times that we feel so weak. I know what it feels like to put my hand in his hand and hold on to it and say, okay, Father, take care of me. And to release me who usually tries to take care of everything, to release that to him, and he will minister to us, and we're not even sure how he's going to do it. I had no idea back in 2007. I was clueless. I had no idea he would put me on the path that he's put me on. But that's how he works, and I know for sure he will meet the needs of every single person that put their trust in him. And why do I know that for sure? Because he says it. He says he will do
Amen.
That. Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's right. He says it, and you've experienced it, and I've experienced it. And I know that as they walk this out, our listeners are going to experience that too. And everyone has in different ways. Sometimes we just need, I feel like for me, fasting at different points of my life has been that reminder to open myself back up again, and also even that opportunity to be broken again and allow the Lord to have the impact that he wants to have all along.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I like to think of it, I mentioned like a journey. Mm-hmm. In fact, one of the things that I often teach people is on the first day of their fast, when on that first moment, I actually encourage them to stand up and take a step forward into the fast. They're entering into a different period of time, a different experience. And we've all most likely had experiences where we've traveled. We've gone on a vacation or we've traveled to a new city.
Yeah, I remember back in the day when we used to be able to travel.
When we used to be able to do that. But, you know, there are things, we don't know what we're going to experience when we get there. We have some ideas, but we don't know what we're going to experience. And that is the same thing on a fast. When we put our trust in God, when we expect that he is going to lead us and direct us. Why can we expect that? Because he says he will. So when we put our trust in him and enter into this experience, he is going to show us things that we would otherwise never see or experience before. And that's because he is engaged with us. And so that's what I encourage people to think about, is that you're stepping into this new experience, but do it with great excitement and anticipation and trust. Father, I don't know where you're going to take me, but I know you're going to take me to a place that is only good. And that's the relationship that we can have with him and the experience we can have with him.
I love that so much. Well, Susan, this has been fascinating. I think your book is going to minister to so many people. That's the Daniel Fast Financial Breakthrough. And I'm sure you can find that wherever books are sold. But Susan, is there a way, what's the best way for people to find you online?
Mm-hmm. The best way is to go to daniel-fast.com, daniel-fast.com, and they can connect with me and receive information about fasting there.
Perfect. Well, Susan, I have one more request, as you have helped us learn about this fascinating and very personal experience with God. Would you be willing to take our listeners before his throne right now in prayer?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Father, we thank you. We thank you for your love and your tremendous care for every single person. Father, we thank you for the listeners and for people that are searching, that are people that desire you, more of you in their life. And so, Father, now in the name of Jesus, I ask that you give people that understanding that they do have ears to hear you. They do have eyes to see the spiritual things that you have for them, Father. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you touch the lives of every single person. Make yourself more known to them and help them put their trust in you, because you are always faithful. And we thank you for the love and the care and the way that you minister to each person in a way that is personal to them. And we thank you for that, Father. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. And Susan, thank you again so much, not just for your book, but for your time and for your wisdom. I know that's often come, as wisdom does, the hard way, but we are grateful recipients. So thank you. And listeners, we always appreciate your time. We don't take it for granted that you take time to find us. So be sure to watch more episodes on the Family Matters series on Charisma News.